Hey, Hannah, what are you drinking this week?
An En Garde Pinot Noir.
Does it taste fighting fit?
I've not tried it yet. Still cleaning up the mess I made when I poured it.
Helen said hi. Did you hear her?
Hi, Helen.
Helen just made a brief guest appearance on the podcast. I think maybe without realizing that I'm stealth like that. Yeah, good. Delicious wine. Hello.
Hello.
Already, which means that you're currently listening to Can We Steal You for a Second? You just let me go with that one?
Yeah.
You bitch. You're a monster. You just sat there with a shit-eating grin on your face.
Well, I can't do it, so.
Oh, my God. This was like your last chance.
You can hear me off the podcast.
Season. No. I mean, maybe. I mean, you know, we'll put it up.
Fine. No,
I'm not. I'm definitely not. Look, it entirely depends on who the new Bachelor is as to whether we even bother with another podcast.
Well, it could be one of our favourites.
It could be one of our favourites. let's not get into the finale episode because we have to talk about episode 11 before we do that one.
Fine.
I think if anyone really wants to talk about the finale, it's me though, isn't it?
Well, maybe.
Last two. Let's do it. Episode 11.
Great.
Where do we open on?
Romance and Lee.
Yep, no, but we also open on Kinani. You missed that.
Oh yeah.
She had a little thinking, reflecting montage. Moment.
Yes.
Right at the very start. Either in the sunset or the sunrise. I couldn't really tell where the sun was.
Mm.
I think maybe it was sunrise, which was way too early for any normal human being to be awake. But they did film it in winter, so I suppose it's a bit later.
That's true.
Yeah. But yes, then we open on romance, writing in a journal. Maybe it was more of her reflecting. Did you just do the thing where you press play and then walked away and made dinner or something?
I honestly don't remember. It was a very long time ago.
It was less than a week ago. Maybe are you just trying to wipe the end of the show from your memory?
Quite possibly.
I think you've done a quite good job of it.
I've written lots of notes.
Have you? Well, yes, you knew we opened with Lee. Which is good. He gets quite physically assaulted by grass from the helicopter flying everywhere.
Did not notice that.
No, good. Do you even watch the screen when Lee's on it?
I've just written romance, romance, more romance, romantic.
Yeah. Yeah, I did also write let's do romance because basically, they get in a helicopter and then they fly over all of their previous date spots, which, to be fair, aren't many.
No, there's like two of them.
They've only really had two official dates.
Not that hard to remember.
No. But Lee does win the romance game by identifying both of the date spots. So
yes.
Good on him.
Yeah, he even like... guessed the other one before she'd even mentioned it.
Mm. What a true hero for Australia. That's gross. Speaking of romance, stop making kissy faces at your partner. Ugh.
Well, he's drinking my wine.
Yeah, and you made a kissy face at him? He doesn't deserve that.
No. Yeah, he does.
Okay. All right, what would I know? So they settle down after they get out of the helicopter. No, helicopter, because the mighty Boosh runs deep in my veins. Helicopter. Anyway, they sit down on a picnic blanket and Georgia near immediately takes her shoes off because she's just a great person.
She was wearing great heels.
I didn't even take notice of the heels. All I noticed was that suddenly they weren't on her feet anymore.
Oh.
And I was like, thumbs up.
Fair enough.
That's how you picnic.
I didn't notice that bit.
She's just very comfortable around Lee.
She does. Not worried about feet smell.
No. Maybe she's just got really good feet and she wanted to show them off. Yeah,
feet probably don't smell.
No. Whose feet don't smell?
Yeah.
I have a friend whose feet don't really smell at all and I'm really upset. Like, it's not. Maybe it is you. I feel like it's been more recent than it's when not I last saw you, though. No, your feet smell. I don't know. I don't keep notes on which of my friends' feet smell.
That would be weird.
Mine do.
Mine do. Mine definitely. Yeah. Not like extremely. Like,
I don't think Holly's do. Which doesn't matter because she'll never listen to this podcast anyway.
Hi, Holly.
Well, maybe she will. I mean, she's big on the whole romance thing anyway. Lee and Georgia get along so well that it's killing me. I wrote that down. Mm. I just love them a lot. They're very cute and I'm Team Lee forever.
They're both from Melbourne.
Yeah. Why, again, is she just creating drama around this for the sake of drama on the show?
Literally the only thing that's wrong with him is maybe he's too much from Melbourne.
Yeah, maybe he loves Melbourne more than her.
Maybe.
More than he loves her, not more than she loves Melbourne.
I have a bone to pick with Georgia Love. She said she misses Melbourne food, but she spent the last few years in Hobart. Hobart food is delicious, Georgia Love.
Yeah, maybe she hasn't paid attention to that part. Because you're right, Hannah.
Thank
you. It is delicious.
It is.
But maybe she's just been, I don't know, recording her news shows.
Mm, too busy on her career.
Too busy with, the career.
To focus on the real important things.
So when she goes to Melbourne, she does all the eating because she's not working while she's in Melbourne. She's just on holiday.
Mm, good point.
I've solved it.
Good point.
Yes, of course Lee is not falling for Georgia just because of Melbourne, because that is dumb and ridiculous.
That is a bit dumb and ridiculous. There are many women in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
I still have trouble watching them make out.
What about the wine throw?
Loved it. Loved it.
Just over the shoulder.
Just over the shoulder. Get rid of the wine. Done with this. But I just love him so much. Lee can do no wrong in my mind.
Waste wine.
No, don't care. Oh, God, I forgot Jake was even still on this week's episodes, to be honest.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
He was put in the middle, clearly, because he was the boring part of the sandwich.
Super boring.
Except, isn't the best part of the sandwich supposed to be the filling? I disagree. I love bread.
Hmm.
But if you just had two pieces of bread, it wouldn't be very exciting.
Oh, I've had some really good bread in Hobart.
Yeah, me too. But also the butter helps make the bread.
Like some, that butter where it was like fermented miso, butter. Yep.
Yeah, shout out to the Loft restaurant. Yeah, that was a real good
stuff. Anyway, Jake went on a super yacht.
More boring than butter. He did go on a super yacht, which is steering a super yacht really romantic?
It is not romantic at all.
I didn't think it was.
Would you say the Sydney to Hobart was romantic?
No, I would not.
No. Unless those sailors are getting up to more than we see.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Wink. They can do what they like on the open sea. It's sea law, isn't it?
Well, romance isn't legal, man.
Maybe some...
What are you suggesting?
I don't know where I'm going with this. Backtrack. Georgia is really drawn to Jake because of chemistry and that sort of stuff. Chemistry-wise, similar to the way that she's drawn to Courtney. I feel like she talks about both of them similarly when she talks about chemistry. And I don't like either of them.
No.
So clearly... stuff is a bit weird. Like, did she actually take science at school, or I think she must have failed it.
Failed science.
I would fail her.
For her saying. Inability to grasp chemistry. I would
be a very subjective teacher.
Mm.
As opposed to properly objective, which is why I'm probably not a teacher.
Indeed. However, that's the reason.
That's the sole reason. You failed, Georgia. No. F.
But she really can't be with it. Jake because of the dueling mothers.
Yeah. I really wish she knew the other half of that so we could have seen.
Is that what was going on there?
It was dueling banjos.
I missed the fact there was another half. I was just enjoying you doing it.
I mostly know there's two because when I was younger, we bought my mum a dueling banjos little, I think they were maybe beavers and they were both playing banjos.
Oh.
And they, like, you pressed a button and they played the banjos and played the dueling banjos song.
That's cool.
They fit in turns to play their little banjos.
That is cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
Anyway, back to boring. I wish
I was
Jake.
A better podcast editor because I would absolutely like edit in the dueling banjos tune, which is more exciting to talk about than Jake.
Yes, although they went to a really good restaurant,
they did, and I hadn't noticed this throughout the season, but apparently it's a thing with Jake misusing literally.
Oh, I didn't notice. Extreme.
I did when he said. I think my jaw literally hit the ground because my response to that was your jaw did not literally hit the ground, you tool. I hate the way that he talks. Of course, he has a pinky ring.
He's also wearing all black.
Back in all black. Yes. I felt like it was all of the signs to say, don't worry, Mem, he won't win.
Yeah, there was no way he was winning.
No.
None at all.
I was very excited too. I just don't believe anything that he says.
Yeah, he's kind of got that face.
Yeah.
Also, he says literally a lot. So how could you believe a man who says literally a lot?
How can you believe a man full stop?
Romance.
I reposted that thing about men's contraceptives being canned because maybe like 20 out of 120 of them experience some adverse side effects.
Yeah,
like
minor side effects.
Yeah.
Don't worry, the women can deal with that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of made me hate all men this afternoon, which is a great time to record a podcast about The Bachelorette.
It's great. Really good. Let's hate on some men.
Yeah. Well, I think I've gotten most of it out there with Jake.
Oh, great. It's time for our favourite man now.
Whose favourite man?
Our favourite man, Matty J, whose number plate ended in 69. Lol.
Oh, Matty J. I didn't even notice that because this was my turn to not really look at the screen. Georgia asked him quite genuinely how he was, and he replied with, "You look amazing." Good.
Is he Richie?
Good. Maybe he's taking some hints towards the end of the show. I don't know. Why does he get to drive the car?
Yeah, I was going to say, she let him drive.
She just let him get straight into the driver's seat.
She trusts him so much.
Is that it or is it the patriarchy?
Are you suggesting Matty J is the patriarchy?
Yes. No, I'm not. I'm suggesting the patriarchy has gotten into George's head because she just willingly allowed him to without him even saying, please, can I drive it?
Oh, no.
Girl should drive. Anyway, Matty, I just called her the girl. That's my rant about
the patriarchy. Subjecting girls.
Matty in the car is talking, well, maybe it's not even in the car. Yeah, I think so. No, because they couldn't have talked much in the car because it was too whippy, wind-blowy. I don't know. Look, the point is he was talking about how much his family were taken with her, but at no point did he mention his shitster, which I've
that's true
is a good way to refer to his sister.
He was like, they loved you, all of them. They loved you.
And the whole of Australia was like, that's not what I saw. Yeah. And at no point in the date did Georgia bring her up either, which I would have really liked to see, to be honest. I would have liked a bit more confrontation around how possessive his sister was of him and how that was not great.
What are you going to say, though? Your relationship with your sister's a bit weird.
Yes. Yes, I would like to hear that discussed. Hot tip for the afternoon, by the way, if you did not already know this, Maddie J's Instagram is finally public.
Oh.
You're very welcome. Matthew David Johnson, I think it is.
Wow.
That is his surname. Matthew David Johnson. Get him.
Great. Done.
You're in there already. No.
Oh, wait. No, there's two of them. Hang on. Oh. Not you, Matt David Johnson.
No, Matthew. There's two of them. What?
Is he also a model?
He appears to also be a model, yes. with quite a good V, to be honest.
He's got a lot of hair.
He does.
Oh, that V.
Yeah, that one. But yeah, anyway. They went to make gin.
Yeah, they did.
What a treat. And this is where you accidentally texted me instead of your boyfriend.
Yeah, I just wanted him to come in the room so he'd watch it with me.
Yeah, but because it was gin, the text automatically had to go to me.
Just my brain went, mem gin, gin mem.
That's what makes sense. But, yeah, that's actually something I would love to go to Archie Rose Distillery next time I'm in Sydney.
I've just found out it's in Sydney, so.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't. Maybe I was trying to keep it a secret so you wouldn't go before I could come visit.
Oh, I see. Well, that's rude.
So I'm not sorry. It's awkward. There is stressful music playing.
Is there?
Constantly. Yeah. Throughout most of this.
Oh.
Because this whole date seems to be constructed around Maddie J trying to work out when to drop the album.
Yeah.
Just constant stressful music thanks to that.
That's because Georgia, and in retrospect, I feel like she was kind of like,
don't do it.
Like when he said, we've made magic, and she said, and alcohol.
Let's just steer it back to the things we are literally doing.
We're not making like magic.
Tape. No, we're just making gin, which I'm quite good at too. But anyway, it's fine. I can do that by myself. So then they go to a pool. Where... Yep. After they make gin and drink martinis, they end up in a pool. George is wearing a one piece. Bless her heart.
I didn't notice this.
Did you not?
No.
You're a terrible feminist. That's not true. It's not even feminist. But I feel like wearing a one piece on this show is a real standout moment.
I wore a one piece on Saturday, for the record.
What a strong woman you are.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Didn't even do it on TV.
What? But why not?
I mean, I tried. It wouldn't let me in.
Were you even at a body of water?
Just standing outside the Today Show waving a sign in a one piece.
And the sign just said, I'm in a one piece.
What a feminist.
Good. They are very, very close in that pool.
I've literally blocked this out of my memory again.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I think I was just so stressed for him
Okay, that's fair.
I was just
very
going,
close
say
to
it,
the pool.
Say it.
Surely he has a pool boner. Like, there's no way. I don't know how men work. Perhaps water helps prohibit it. But with their closeness, and he's, yep. He's
oh, I remember the pool now.
Yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because that's where he did it. Stop it. Why would you do that? I'm just talking about the facts. So he sees himself with Georgia and would rather die than not be with her.
Did he say that?
Yeah, something, or he'd like kill himself, or like he said something quite violently against himself after, I think it was after he said that he loved her.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah, he goes pretty all out.
Wow.
And I think that's why the nation got a bit obsessed with him. Just because there's this whole thing, like, if you spill your feelings guts everywhere, you deserve a prize.
Yes, that's what happens.
Seems fair.
You say you love the girl, you get the girl.
Yeah, that's how the game is played, except it's not a game. It is. It is a game show. It is.
I'm completely distracted by his Instagram feed now.
I thought you might be. I saw the winner referred to just recently as Georgia Love's reality TV boyfriend. I was like, wow.
That's great.
Oh, that's brutal.
That's all you are.
Yep, ouch. Just rip that Band-Aid off. Anyway. So then we have the rose ceremony. I'm at this point, I'm actually really nervous. I've spent from the rose ceremony right throughout the finale episode, I pretty much wanted to vomit the entire time.
Wow. I thought it was pretty obvious who was going to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was quite hopeful. So Maddie gets the first rose, being rewarded for his serious feelings.
Can we just say first? Were they all wearing velvet suits?
I think they may have all been wearing velvet suits, just in different colours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe velvet's like the cool fabric this year?
Velvet was the cool fabric like 2 years ago. I have two velvet blazers in my wardrobe.
Velvet was the cool fabric in the 90s, and the 90s are back.
What was I doing 2 years ago then?
You are ahead of the trend, my friend.
Yes.
Like we discussed, you are the typical 90s child.
That's true.
Part your hair in the middle, you wear your florals and docks. Like that's, you're just done. Just put on some brown lipstick and you will be the 90s. Yeah, I know you don't really even wear lipstick, but when you do, it should be brown.
I only wear like a Taylor Swift red.
No, I'm going to get you a brown one.
Are you making
anyway.
A note?
Maybe. Maybe I'm just adding it to my birthday presents list. Maybe.
Man.
Okay. So the velvet suits were addressed.
Yes. And also, Osha gets a kiss.
Osha does get a kiss.
I'm
Maybe
okay
he
if
will
Osha
be the
wins.
Winner. Yeah. No, because he's got a fiance. I follow him on Snapchat. He's a very good Snapchatter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what his username is, but it's probably just Osher Ginsburg, because that's his very unique name.
Yes.
So Maddie gets the first rose and my precious angel Lee gets the second rose, which is the only other rose, which means those are our two finalists and your and my competition is on.
It's just
it's
on
like Donkey Kong.
Mm.
And Jake seems actually quite genuinely upset.
Yeah, he can't even look at her.
No.
He's just like,
which I think maybe this is the first time in the show I actually thought about liking him.
Because he didn't win. Maybe he's just sad that he didn't win.
maybe he's just sad that he didn't win, but he didn't throw anyone under the bus. He didn't talk badly about anyone, including Georgia. He just kind of was, yeah, sad.
That's maybe really that sad.
He didn't win rather than he didn't get the girl. But, yeah, back to the Gold Coast with you, Jake. Bye. Georgia is thinking with her heart and her head, a little combination, because Jake's family was never going to work. No. And I applaud her for that.
Yes.
I applaud her at mostly all stages of the show, actually, because she is great.
She is good.
She is good. Hello. Oh, that's my cat. Just in time for the finale. Did you have anything further to say about the penultimate episode there?
Oh, I do have one apparent bachelorette fact.
Oh.
Courtesy of BuzzFeed.
Yes.
The fact that they have magnets on their lapels, which makes it easier to put the roses on.
My God. And that's why she has to pluck them apart, because they're all stuck together because they're magnets.
There's no buttonholes.
Oh, my God.
Magnets.
How do they work? This changes everything.
Mm.
This has opened up a whole. I've wondered every time when she's seriously when she's had the pile of roses all together, the way
picks
she's
them
kind
all
of
up, yeah.
plucked them out one by one.
Magnets.
Wow. Mm. Wow. I appreciate that fact. Thank you for sharing that with me and our enormous audience.
Such a big audience.
Maybe 7.
Whoa.
Anyway, let's talk about the finale, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Very exciting. I'm hashtag Team Lee. You're hashtag Team Maddie J.
I am.
This could not have been a better finale for the two of us.
Yes, agreed.
To watch, considering pretty much from the start we've been on these teams.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I was always Maddie J. Well, since, like, the croquet episode, maybe.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, since croquet, not since before that, since the trapeze one.
Yeah, the croquet did it for me.
Croquet sealed it. Yeah. I was originally interested in Lee on Emma's behalf because I thought he would be her dream man, and he wasn't. In fact, it turns out he was my dream man.
Oh, yes.
Yep, which I found out quite quickly as the show literally began and he busted out those puns. So the finale, we're in Singapore.
So much cooler than Bali.
Cooler than Bali, but not quite as exotic a destination, which is normally what they're going for with that kind of finale destination thing.
I think Singapore's quite exotic.
It's still a very business-led capital, right? Speaking as someone who's literally never been to Singapore. Oh, my God, I'm lying. I went through Changi Airport.
I also went through Changi Airport.
Shit. Who has literally never stepped foot outside Changi Airport.
What?
I don't actually know much about Singapore at all.
No.
So I can't really say that it's not exotic or that it is.
They have quite strict laws about littering.
Yes, and I very much do like that enormous boat building.
I don't know.
It's the one that Georgia and Lee were in the pool for. Yeah, you've seen it. Everyone's seen it. It's the one with, like, it's basically three buildings all together, and at the top there's that big horizontal building bit.
Probably.
It looks like a giant boat. If you Google giant boat building Singapore.
Giant boat building Singapore. Oh, yeah.
It is. Marina Bay Sands.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, everyone knows that one.
Cool.
Everyone Google it. I hope everyone's Googled it based on that, because that's exactly what comes up. Yeah, so that, I mean, that's, I guess that's a bit exotic or impressive. Sure. Anyway, So first we have Georgia kind of introducing her family, and it is super sad that her mum is not being there to help her decide.
Yeah.
The little video almost made me cry.
I definitely probably, yeah.
I'm very stoic, so I didn't. But, yeah, and then knowing on top of that while watching the finale that at the moment in real life, like last week, her mum went into palliative care.
Yeah, that's a bit sucky.
Like just even sadder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her parents have been together for 35 years.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
I guess maybe like Dr. Love's charm. He's he is. He's a doctor.
Is he on the radio?
He should be on the radio, but he's not. As far as I know, he's not on 93.6 ABC Hobart,
which is
what I imagine.
Only radio show you listen to.
I can't imagine him being on FM. I think he's the kind of guy who'd be an AM diehard.
Yeah, maybe Radio National.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But anyway, we have two final dates. Oh, no, before final dates, we have family dates.
Yeah. The sister did a bit of a bitchy moment, didn't she? Do you remember that? Where she's like, I hope one of them's nicer than your previous boyfriends, Georgia.
Yeah. I'm a pretty good pick and some of them have been a bit shit.
Yeah, they're all been
awful.
Sounds
like they actually might have had a bit of a head-to-head about at least one of George's previous boyfriends, where her sister maybe went a little bit too far.
Yeah, they had a bit of a staring off moment.
Yeah. Mm. That's the joy of sisters. it's interesting then kind of getting to see that come to fruition as well. Because she definitely did not like one of the boys.
She did not.
And it was not Maddie.
It is not Maddie.
He was first.
He was sweaty. I really appreciate that. He's gone to a hot country and he's sweaty.
Yeah, just straight up. Yeah. he's not allergic to cats, which is good. I can't believe poor Audrey Hepburn has not been mentioned more in this show because she has her own Instagram account.
She did not get one look in.
No.
What a great name. Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah. She's got, like I said, she's got an Instagram. Everyone go check her out. She's gorgeous. She's
real great. I haven't seen.
Yes.
I'm Googling Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah. I could just tell you the Instagram, but I don't know it off the top of my head. I thought the editing with Maddie trying to make eye contact with George's family.
Yeah, that was adorable.
I'm sure it mustn't have actually played out like that in real life, but the editing was exceptional.
He's trying to look them in the eyes like a big dog.
And it was just not happening. So this is when we get a bit of a family playoff because George's dad takes Maddie aside for a chat and is pretty strongly unconvinced that Maddie wants to move or that his heart is in moving at all.
Yeah.
Just through and through is like, no. Which is actually interesting because George's dad has the one-on-one with Maddie and her sister has the one-on-one with Lee.
Yeah.
They don't swap, do they?
I don't think so.
I don't actually recall George's dad talking one-on-one to Lee or her sister talking one-on-one to Maddie. And they both happen to dislike the one that they actually spend time with.
Yeah.
Good. That's healthy.
Hmm.
It's going to go great.
Sister did an amazing troll. That was great.
What troll?
When Georgia was like, did you like him? And she was like, ooh. That was genuinely good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I believe.
Same. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh god, they both don't like him. He's a goner. But she did. She did in fact enjoy him quite a lot.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, she was wrong.
Well,
I wouldn't really, because his heart isn't in moving. His heart is in staying with his sister and making his sister happy and doing whatever his sister wants. No big deal. I'm sorry, he's just too much of a precious baby boy to actually take the lead on it. I am pretty much on George's dad's side. I also don't think his heart is in moving or that he would end up doing so. Anyway.
Did you have anything else you
wanted to say about Maddie J?
No. I was going to say we opened on Lee being super excited about being in a fancy hotel. Like just strolling around a fancy hotel, being shallow about the fancy hotel.
I'm sorry, do you not get excited about being in fancy hotels? I get excited about being in fancy. That's right. You can't even make eye contact with me. Because you do. Because everyone does.
But I'm fancy shallow. Hotels are
very exciting. We all are when it comes to fancy hotels. Anyone who is not excited about being in a fancy hotel, they should be.
You've had it here first.
Yeah. But that's true, they should. So I do not even discredit that. Like, well done, Lee, you precious angel baby. I love you, but put some socks on. What's really funny is that Lee's not wearing socks in this moment and I call him out. Maddie isn't wearing socks in the finale moment. Like,
isn't he?
No.
Well, he probably forgot to put them on. He was so nervous.
I'm going to have to send you that meme if you don't know what I'm talking about. Because somebody sent it to me today, which is funny because we were calling out the whole sock thing. Perhaps I'll post it to the Facebook.
What a great idea.
Yeah, the Facebook. So I watched the finale with my current housemate, Helen, and had swayed her over to hashtag Team Lee before the finale aired.
Helen.
But then in this moment, kind of when he goes in to hang out with her family, Helen started worrying that Lee is too dumb for Georgia.
Ooh.
But in my opinion, it's okay to have a beautiful, big, dumb baby boyfriend. My response was, I don't know, like, I don't think it's that he is unintelligent, but that he's not as intelligent as Georgia is, maybe. But why is that a problem? It is okay for her to be smarter.
It is, yes. Yeah. Maybe Lee's more physically intelligent.
In my opinion, yes.
George's dad was certainly into the fact they were touching a lot, which is weird.
Well, it's just dad. It's a sign of affection.
Dr.
Dad's
love.
Language is probably love. That's right. Like touching some affection. Great.
He was too into the fact he was too. He made a big point of the fact that Lee was more physically affectionate.
Maybe that's how Dr. Love expresses love. Shut up. I think it's pretty evident in this family thing that Lee is super into her, but George's sister very evidently does not think that and thinks it's a whole big act.
She thinks he's just super smooth.
I think maybe that's just because she thinks he's super cute too and she's jealous. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow, maybe. That's quite the accusation, ma'am.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know? I don't know.
I feel like the sister would be more into Maddie J because she's got the whole, like, red lipstick kind of victory roll thing going
showing,
on.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but then like, why am I not more into Maddie J? That should be my aesthetic.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know why you are into Lee, to be honest.
I don't really know either. Just damn. Don't question my judgment. I do all the time. Yeah, so really at the end of the day we have a dad versus sister dynamic and they're not making things any easier for Georgia, which is fair. She is the one who has to pick who she ends up with, not her family.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
It's not a dowry situation. Like, there's no cows being traded. It's not like, well, one of them has 12 cows, but the other one has 50 sheep. There's more sheep, but they're tinier.
And that is how dowries work.
Isn't it? I don't know. I'm very white and living in 2016.
That's true. You are both those things.
Thanks for validating that.
I'm also both those things.
Yeah, that's true. She is. So it's pretty tough.
Yeah. Basically, I think Dad wants someone who lives nearby because it's easier for Georgia. Like, what does he care, really? As long as he's nice to her.
She was very physically affectionate.
Yeah. And Katie's obviously jealous.
Yeah. That's all it is. End of story. I mean, I guess we'll see, won't we? Great. So then we've got dates.
I can't wait for the episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette where they just decide to, like, just have both.
Oh, my God, I know. I say this every finale. I'm just waiting for, like, the polyamorous Bachelor or Bachelorette to be like, I'm just going to see how I can swing this. Like, I'm just going to see how they would deal with the idea of a triad.
Can we have, I'm going to put out a call today to polyamorous people to apply for the Bachelor or Bachelorette, but in a sneaky way. Oh my God,
and fuck shit up from the inside.
Don't come out. Don't come out until the last episode. And then
you're like, I don't care who you pick because it can be me both times.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, but I also want them to say that thing from the little Mexican child.
Porquenolos.
And, like, look at the camera when they do it.
Do the little shrug.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If that happens on the next Bachelor, then we can definitely podcast that one.
Yes.
We're just going to have to wait and find out, though, because they're not allowed to reveal themselves until the end, unless you know, unless you've been in touch with them and you're the sole reason they've applied for the show.
Please do tell me if that's the case.
Mm.
Contact us via the Facebook.
The Facebook, yeah. Anyway. So we've got final dates, last chance, all, no holds barred. All the bells and whistles. See what I did there? Because they go to ring the bell of happiness. Lucky they went to the bell of happiness and not the one next door, which is the bell of shitfulness. I run that one. I don't know.
We've previously established members never been to Singapore.
Outside Changi Airport. Yeah.
Maybe that's where the bell of shitfulness is.
Maybe that's what I stumbled across in that weird room with the weird ventilation. So Maddie J and Georgia go ziplining, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I would love to do ziplining.
Yeah, it looked terrifying and I would not do it, but.
Okay, you've got a heights thing.
Oh, no, I've just got a fear of extreme sports thing.
Okay. What about butterflies? How do you feel about butterflies?
I think I'd be, like, kind of twitchy if a lot of them sat on me, but yeah.
I would be like the Snapchat filter IRL with a crown of butterflies, just being super chill about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
At this point in the butterfly house, everything that comes out of Matty J's mouth sounds like he's scripted from a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Did they touch noses?
Probably. It just, I like the guy, but by this point it was like too much.
He just really likes her.
Yeah. Just
really, really, really liked her.
That's like literally all I have written about their date.
I wrote something very profound.
Please share.
No, I won't. Okay. At the Bell of Happiness, when they wrote their names on the bell, I noticed the fact that Georgia Love's initials are, of course, G Love, which means that if Georgia becomes a rapper, she can't be G Love because there's already a rapper called, well, not a rapper, but a musician called G Love.
Yeah. She also can't be Special Sauce.
Yeah. That was my profound thought about that date.
That's really good because she evidently does want to get into music, considering the boy band song that she assisted on. Seems like
maybe she could go with Georgia L instead.
Maybe she could just be Glove. Hello, it's me, Glove.
Glove.
Or maybe
she can get some kind of other sauce. Tomato sauce. G Love and the tomato sauce.
Glove. Glove and the tomato sauce.
Done.
Yeah. We've sorted them out. Did you want to say anything else about Matty J's date? Because I don't.
No, I also don't.
Yeah, cool. Next is Lee. I love him so much. They're going on a trishaw, which is very cleverly like a rickshaw, but with three wheels.
How many wheels does a rickshaw have?
Two. No, two. Yeah, because the other one is the person.
Oh. Okay.
Like it has two wheels and a person literally dragging it.
Oh, wow.
And I know that because I have not been on a rickshaw, but a very kind man in Japan desperately wanted us to go on his rickshaw. And so we did consider it briefly. If only because we were walking somewhere and he went, hey! And we went, yes? He went, why don't you take a rickshaw? And we were like, wow, shit, maybe we should take a rickshaw. But yeah, I remember that.
Cool.
It's just like a three-wheel. It's like it's a tricycle with seats.
It was more like a sidecar thing, wasn't it?
Was it?
Oh, maybe not. That wouldn't work with two people.
There was a joke about third wheeling rather than a joke about being on the side.
Okay.
Wonderful, wonderful third wheeling pun made by Lee.
I didn't notice it.
Very good. And then they go on a traditional bum boat. Is it a bum boat?
What's a bum boat?
I heard bum boat. Did you even watch Lee's date?
They went on a big boat, right, and watched some fireworks.
Traditional Singaporean bum boat.
Are you typing that into Google?
I am typing it into. It's, I heard right. It's a bum boat.
I'm going to look up bum boat.
I'm not laughing at you.
Oh my God, it is a bum boat.
At the word bum boat. I thought I misheard and I love that I didn't.
Apparently, the name comes from a combination of the Dutch word for canoe, boomschut, and boat.
Boom boat. Bum boat, which is definitely what they said. They chat so well together. They look so cozy. They're perfect and in love, and I love them.
She was being very hyperbolic. She was saying a lot of hyperbolic things. I can't remember what she was saying, but it did lead my boyfriend Josh to say, well, she does have curves. Like a hyperbolic curve.
Like a hyperbole. Okay, yes, I see.
That's what a great pun.
A nice pun, Josh. Well themed for the pun couple.
Yeah.
He's all over it.
I literally wrote nothing else about their date.
Well, then they got to go in the pool at the top of the giant boat building.
That did look like a cool pool.
It's an infinity pool that just goes right over the edge. I think I would wee myself if I went to the edge, which was fine because I'd be in a pool and no one could tell.
Unless they put that special dye in the pool.
Yeah. I believe in Singapore they probably would actually. But, yeah, they get to go into the pool at the top of the Marina Bay Sands and they have it all to themselves as well. And once again, I mean, there's got to be a pool boner.
You're obsessed with pool boners, man.
I'm not. It's just it seems like a fact of life that if you're canoodling that close in a pool, and this is where Lee also drops the L-bomb, in the pool, canoodling, pool boner. Like, it's just I don't think it's you can't deny the facts.
I don't know. I've never canoodled in a pool before.
I've never had a boner before, so I also don't really know. But I expect that's the situation.
Probably.
Anyway, he loves her. It's very true. It's just they're perfect. And even at this point, though, I was still feeling a bit – I was very anxious.
I was also very anxious.
We were both very anxious. So the whole of Australia was anxious.
I know.
I think the whole of Australia was also right. Our anxiety too. The whole of Australia was right to be anxious.
Based on their reaction to what happened next.
What? You're wrong. So we start the morning of D-Day with some yoga, which makes sense. Great. Some shirtless getting ready shots from both of the gentlemen.
Lovely.
Excellent. They're both choosing a different shade of blue for their suit because it's 2016. It's blue suit season.
Oh, is it?
I don't think that I like George's dress.
It was very light
quite
blue.
Matronly.
It looked kind of like a wedding dress but in a pale blue.
Yeah. Despite there being a lot of boob, it felt quite matronly and maybe it was that pale blue colour.
Yeah.
And it also just sat sort of strangely. Great butt. Her butt looked great.
Yeah. But I agree. I also didn't really like it.
Mm. Compared to some of her, she's been mostly hits this season. She's had some excellent styling up until this point.
Yeah.
Like even the dress that she wore on that final date with Jake was killer.
That was great.
That was when his jaw literally hit the floor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. A bit weird. So I think the most excited I get for any part of The Bachelor show is when you can pick who it is getting out of the limo because whoever gets out of the limo first is the loser.
Yeah.
Normally,
I feel like Georgia already spoiled it earlier when she was talking to Osher, though.
How do you mean?
She said something along the lines of, I have to tell someone who I'm super comfortable with and is super lovely, and she basically described Maddie J.
Yep.
That I'm not that into
him. I agree with that. Yeah. That's funny that you mentioned that. I'd forgotten that. Like, I didn't write it down at all, but that very much so got my hopes up because I went, that sounds like she's talking about Maddie J.
Yeah.
And when she was describing the two, and these quotes have been used since around the internet as well, but I think they were used kind of in the lead up to the finale, she was saying Maddie J is the guy that she didn't know she would like, something like that, and Lee is the guy that she has always been looking for but never found.
Yeah.
And that stark sort of contrast, it's like, well, why would you not go with the one that you've always been looking for then if you finally found him? Which is, of course, evidently what ended up happening. Maddie J got out of the limo first.
Poor Maddie J.
I felt very sad for you, Hannah. I did. Thank in that you. Moment. I tried very hard not to be a poor winner because I am.
Yeah.
I'm really bad when I win. I'm a horrible person, but it was really sad. He was really quite upset about it.
She crushed his little heart.
She crushed it. She said a lot of really lovely things
that
could have quite easily been construed. And I think you kind of do see in his face that he doesn't pick it straight away.
Yeah. But then she looks so sad. Because she thinks
they're lovely. She does look sad. And I think he kind of mirrors her down mouth or her sad eyes.
But it's like that thing, I think it's from Coupling, the TV show, which has its problems, but some guy says in it, the better you are during the speech, the more dumped you are at the end of it.
Brutal. That's, yep. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, he, I mean, I've read articles since, because that's immediately what you want to do is read everything, because Australia doesn't do After the Final Rose and all you want is to hear from them all. But I read Maddie J saying that at the point where she said she had fallen in love with someone that was not him, he almost considered just kind of walking out, which I'm sure you would. But instead, he bent over and
he did.
Leant on his knee and everybody's heart broke.
Yeah, she literally like actually physically destroyed him.
Yeah.
He stopped like being able to stand. Punched in the
gut. Yes. Mm. It was so hard to watch. They hugged it out. And he was like, I really don't want to let you go.
I know. Like, oh. I felt like there was an awkward, like, he almost wanted to kiss her and then she
And she was like, dude, just like, maybe.
Literally, we were kissing yesterday.
Yeah. And then the little final moment where as he was walking away, he was like, see you, Georgia Love. And she was like, see you, Maddie J. And I was like, we've got our Nicholas Sparks movie back again. But still, it was gut-wrenching. However,
oh, Maddie, that's it. I stopped writing after this. I stopped taking notes.
There's just an empty dot point
after that.
All right, let me fill in the blanks for you. Leah's a beautiful angel. He actually Lee goes into it so much more prepared for a fall than Maddie does.
That's because Maddie was so hopelessly in love after like 4 weeks.
Yeah, I know. But Lee is slightly more reasonable. He's slightly more down to her. Like he slightly understands
to her, maybe.
Potentially. You're just very wrong. However, I think he does have socks on, which is nice. Even if he doesn't, his pants come down long enough that you can't see. So that's literally where my notes stop.
Yes, I think he has socks on.
Yeah. I was just delighted. I think they're adorable together, and
the moment he starts together,
they're going to have such beautiful children eventually.
Well, she's not that into that, but yeah.
No, one day she will be.
the feminism in the room.
No, she will. She said she does want kids, just not quickly. She wants her career first, but she also wants her mother, which is. I'm stoked, obviously. Well, I'm a bit sad because now Lee's not available and on the market anymore. But apart from that, I'm quite happy. Also, his Instagram account is unlocked, which is also very good. There's beautiful, sweet messages. Like, finally, it took them over 24 hours to post all of them. They're horrible people. But really lovely messages from on both Georgia and Lee's accounts, Instagram accounts.
With if cute you photos Google of Georgia them. Love, it comes up with a photo of Maddie J, and it's like that Simpsons meme where you can like pinpoint the moment his heart breaks.
It's good. Yeah.
Oh no. Sorry. Continue.
There's so many articles to read. I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, they both have a really lovely, quite moving Instagram post about how, you know, it should be the happiest news that they're sharing, but also it's been a really hard week for George's family, and Lee has been wonderfully supportive, and, you know, Lee's gotten to meet her mum, her mum apparently is quite happy that Lee was the winner and quite surprised as well because Lee was her favourite and Georgia normally pick her mum's favourites. From the sound of things, it sounds like so far so good. I'm just really stoked because Georgia seems so happy and I've just been on her side for the entire season.
I'm glad that she's happy. That's nice. Yeah.
It is nice.
Also, I forgot how amazing Lee's grandma is and his Instagram has just reminded me of that.
Yes, he took her on a date. She's the best.
She wanted to date waffles.
So I guess I don't know. I don't have much more to say. I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Hashtag Team Lee. I mean, a lot of the country seemed very unhappy, but I think it was the whole – people were trying to say it was Nikki all over again, Nikki and Richie. But it wasn't, though, because Maddie J had not been built up to the point that Nikki had been. I'm hoping the editors learnt their lesson a bit.
Mm.
Because that, I don't know, that whole season of Richie's just seemed so driven towards Nikki and having enough bad stuff about Alex that it turned the public against her even if they hadn't originally been.
Yeah, that's true. That is the difference. Everyone hated Alex, whereas...
Yeah.
No, whereas like Lee was fine.
He wasn't as wooby as Maddie J, and people who are going to fall for that shit, that's fine.
He was like a puppy.
He was. Puppies gotta get schooled. They can't just piss all over the ground.
Which Maddie was doing frequently.
Yeah, he was. Rein it in, mate. I still think he's a really good guy. I hope he will stand up to his sister a bit more, or maybe that she's learned her lesson after that editing.
Yeah, that'd be weird to watch back, right?
Yeah, it'd be a bit brutal. Yes. But, yeah, look, I really look forward to reading all about them in trash mags and that sort of thing. Creepily following them on Instagram and trying to tell my cool friends that I'm not a fan of the show.
You trying to tell people you're not a fan of the show?
No, it just doesn't come up in conversation with my cool friends because they don't even know what it is.
What?
I don't know. I still love it. I'm still going to watch it. Well, no, it entirely depends on who the next Bachelor is. What I am excited about is that we actually get a break.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of, like, intense one after the other.
I thank you very much, Hannah, for joining me on this adventure.
Thank you for asking me.
You're so welcome. It's been a great, fun season.
It has. It's been good.
It's been a lot more enjoyable than the previous one.
Yeah, I was really struggling through.
Yep.
I was really basically watching it to listen to the podcast.
I was basically watching it to continue making the podcast.
Yeah.
Which I did not feel like with George's season, but I do still wish we'd had a break. And two episodes a week is pretty full on as well.
It's a lot. It was really condensed. And in the middle, they were just kicking people out like.
Yeah.
Dunk, 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 dunk.
Like that week where five people left on one episode. That was insane.
Yeah, there was like seven of them gone.
Could you not just stretch it to, like, instead of 6 weeks of show, stretch it to 12 weeks? Honestly, I'll keep watching it. Just one episode a week.
It was a lot. 10. It's a lot to watch.
It is. It's a lot to listen to as well. I mean, because we talk for about an hour each time.
Well, that's less than the actual length of the episodes.
Yeah.
So.
It's true. So that's great. But on that note, I think maybe we're done here.
Wow.
Wow.
Gosh.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks to folks who've been listening.
Yeah, thank you for. Yeah, I can't believe that you've been listening, but thank you.
I'm not quite sure why you have been.
I mean, but I listened.
Good. Yeah, I sometimes listen. Oh, you listened to the first season.
That's right. Listened to the first season. I didn't listen to this season.
No, I've listened to bits of this season mostly just to make sure the recording's okay. But I am subscribed to us on iTunes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I also am.
Oh, wow. Good.
From last season.
So that's two subscribers.
Yep.
Maybe Emma's the third one. Well, that's funny. Like, we don't get a subscriber count or anything. You must be able to somehow. Maybe in the downtime between seasons, I'll actually be able to work out more of that stuff.
Maybe.
If anyone wants to make us a theme tune, that'd be great.
Josh was going to do that, and then he didn't.
Well, tell him he's got heaps of time, and he's got a whole lot of sound bites now to work with as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
He was getting really into it, and then I think he just got a bit distracted, but, yeah.
Get him back on the train.
Yeah, I will.
Great.
Excellent.
Thanks, Hannah.
No worries. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh. And thank you, Mem. You're welcome.
Thanks, Mem.
I was just thanking myself. No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm good with the self-praise. You don't need to thank me. I thank myself enough plenty. But, yeah, that's us out.
That's it.
Well done, Georgia. Good job.
Yeah. I hope you have a happy life.
Yeah. I hope everything goes okay with your mum.
Yeah.
Bless. All right, well, bye.
Bye. Thanks for letting